This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Podcast of audio reading service volunteers reading the obituaries from the Journal Gazette is provided by the Allen County Public Library for the sight and print impaired and made available with the permission and cooperation of the Journal Gazette.
And now let's go back to our live reading of this morning's Journal Gazette with Jennifer and Mitch.
We're back from our break. We will now read obituaries from the Fort Wayne Journal Gazette for Friday, October 3rd. The following obituaries have been edited for time. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376. And now here is Mitch with the first obituary.
Eddie Fast Jones of Fort Wayne, 80, a beloved brother, uncle, son, friend, and most of all, father, departed on September 22nd. He was born on January 13th, 1945. In Marion, Alabama, he was the son of his late mother, Daisy B. Jones, and late father, Rufus Jones, Sr. He enjoyed playing the lottery, going to the American Legion Post 148 and the VFW. He loved cooking, he could dress, he loved traveling, loved cars, and loved being around his friends and family. He spent 35 years of service at Omnisource. He leaves behind his son, Gregory Gibbs, and his only daughter, Alexandria Sinbreka Jones. He'll truly be missed, leaving behind a host of nieces and nephews, other loving cousins, and most of all, his siblings. Richard A. Kensel, 62, of Fort Wayne, Indiana, passed away on September 23rd. Arrangements by Midwest Funeral Home of Fort Wayne.
Continuing with Fort Wayne, Carol S. Sprunger Lehman. Carol S. Sprunger Lehman, 93, of Fort Wayne, passed away on August 24th at the townhouse, Fort Wayne. Carol was born on December 25th, 1931, in Bern, Indiana, to the late Howard R. and Helen L. Sprunger. She attended Bern High School, class of 49, and following graduation received a music scholarship to Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio. She was a talented piano player and also played the accordion. On June 29, 1952, she married Jackson R. Lehman in Bern and was married 61 years until Jack's death in 2013. Together, they raised four children. Carol was able to enjoy many lake weekends and celebrations with the family at Jimerson Lake. She was a lifelong member of Plymouth Congregational Church. Carol is survived by her children Jan Funk, Ray Lehman, Susan Hogberg, and Denise Lehman, and several grandchildren. She was blessed with eight great grandchildren. She was preceded in death by her husband, son, Robert K. Lehman, and four brothers. Memorial service is 11:30 a.m. Saturday, October 4th at Plymouth Congregational Church, Fort Wayne, with calling 90 minutes prior. Private interment at Lindenwood Cemetery, Fort Wayne. Memorial contributions may be directed to Heartland Sings, Incorporated, or Plymouth Congregational Church. Arrangements entrusted to D.O. McComb and Sons Funeral Homes, Maplewood Park, and this was for Carol S. Sprunger Lehman, 93.
Moving to Columbia City, Richard Eugene Heineman, 89, of Columbia City, passed away on September 27th. Arrangements are by Smith and Sons Funeral Home in Columbia City. John Wiley Lefevre, 79, of Columbia City, passed away at home on the morning of September 30th. John was born in Huntington, Indiana, on July 8, 1946, to Henry P. and Thora Lefevre of Jefferson Township, Whitley County. He played a variety of sports and excelled in track and football while at while attending Columbia City Joint High School, graduating in 1964. His sports abilities led to a football scholarship at Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio, where he studied health and education. Upon graduation in 1968, he worked as a high school teacher and football coach in Perry, Ohio. In April 1970, he was drafted into service in the United States Army and was quickly promoted to the rank of sergeant. Soon after, he partnered with friends to open the Alley Bar and Restaurant on Van Buren Street, which he managed until 1974. On January 5th, 1974, he married Laura S. Gates. He worked as a Whitley County probation officer, as a realtor, and entered the insurance business in 1981. He became the president and CEO of Eslick, Gervin, and Lefevre, Inc., and later as CEO of Star Financial Bank's insurance division. He worked as a development consultant at the Community Foundation of Whitley County. He also supervised the implementation and establishment of 911 services in Whitley County. He was a proud member of the Columbia City Elks Lodge 1417 American Legion Post 98 and was active in the Columbia City United Methodist Church. In recognition of his decades of community service, in January 2024, he was named a Sagamore of the Wabash by Governor Holcomb. He's survived by his wife of 50 years, Laura, two brothers, Max and Dale, his daughter, Megan DeVito, and son, Nathan, and nine grandchildren. The funeral service is 3 p.m. Sunday, October 5th at the Columbia City United Methodist Church. Visitation is from 12:30 p.m. until the service Sunday at the church. Please enter on the lower level. In lieu of flowers, please donate to the Community Foundation of Whitley County.
That concludes the obituaries. To hear a complete obituary, please call the station at 260-421-1376.